eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, Brian, let's run through some of these other names quickly on the defensive side of the ball. Defensive tackle, I got one first round grade. That's Byron Murphy, defensive tackle, a three technique from the University of Texas. There are some other guys here that people like, Johnny Newton, Tavondre Sweat, who of course had the arrest in
He's
Austin.
He's more of a one. I got him split up between ones and threes.
Yeah. So the only defensive tackle I have, period, and it's a three technique, is Byron Murphy. Where do you stand on the defensive tackle, Grace?
Yeah, Murphy is clearly my, and like I said, he's my only defensive tackle. Again, on my board, I've got three techniques and one techniques. So you mentioned Murphy in the first round, Newton in the second round, and then I get down into that third round area where Jenkins from Michigan, Dorless from Oregon, Mike Hall from Ohio State. Those are the types of guys that I'm looking at as those three techniques, with Sweat and Fisk being second round players on the one technique side.
On Murphy, if he were a guy that were to get to the Cowboys at 24, would you have interest in him there? And do you? And more importantly, do you think, is there any problem you think for the size limitations for Mike Zimmer? I mean, he checked in under 6'1".
Yeah, I think the official measurement I have for him is, I have it 6'1", 297. Is that...
At Combine, he was 6.5.
6'1.5".
Mm-hmm, yep.
Let me check on that, Bobby. I got the Combine numbers in front of me right here.
And I believe arms were 32 3/8.
What I just went to Miles Murphy. Oh, you're right. He's well, what I do is the official height is 6004. So that's 6'1.5". So pro teams will round it up. They'll round up. So for tag purposes, he'd be 6'1", 297 is what he'd be. So that's where, but you're right. 6004. It's done in eighths of inches when you're talking about that last number. But, yeah, I mean, this guy's a hell of a player. I mean, he's got some – he takes on double teams. I mean, he sees a lot of double teams. And he's got some two-gap technique with the way he can control the blocker and disengage and make the play. Strong hands, pass rush moves. He's not going to be still. The punch, the lower body power – he makes the play in the hole outside the tackle box, lower body power, the strength. The problems, you know, he creates a lot of problems for blockers to have to deal with, the motor, the effort, quick to locate the ball, make the tackle. I did see him miss a couple of opportunities in the pocket for sacks that the quarterbacks were able to step aside for him. So, he's, as you mentioned, not the tallest guy, but he makes up with it for this power is what he does.
I remember I heard Lance Zierlein talking about him, and I thought it was a decent comparison. I think he's a little more stocky and thicker and plays with a little bit more power rather than the kind of twitchiness of this guy. But he compared him to Ed Oliver, which when you talk about a shorter, like penetrating shorter, three
yeah,
technique.
Explosive, yeah. Ed Oliver out of Houston, Buffalo Bills, top 10 pick, I believe, in that draft. If I remember correctly. But yeah, we all remember how explosive Ed Oliver was off the ball playing on the other side of the line of scrimmage.
Do you think that's a good comp, though, thinking about that?
I think it's very fair. I think Ed Oliver might be more explosive, though.
That's what I was going to say. I think Oliver's more explosive. Murphy plays with a little bit more power to me than Oliver did. But
Oliver's not going to take on double teams like Murphy is.
Yep.
Murphy takes on a lot of double teams.
Yep. All right, let's move on now to the linebackers. I don't have a first-round graded linebacker, Brian. My top one is Edgerrin Cooper from Texas A&M. Where do you fall down on the linebackers?
Yeah, Wilson, North Carolina. I don't have a first-round linebacker, either the outside linebacker or inside linebacker. Wilson from North Carolina State I have is the a second-round guy. Cooper, Texas A&M, Colston, Michigan, and Wallace from Kentucky. And then Eichenberg all in the second round.
Yeah, I have the second round guys I have are Cooper, Colson, Wilson in that order. Cooper is the only one that maybe I could be talked into taking at the back end of the first round. I really do like Edge Cooper a lot, and I think that he could help. But in general, I agree. I don't think I have a first – like there's just nobody that really stands out as a first round linebacker to me. At corner, boy, this is a deep – position.
Well, can I say something real quick, Bob?
Yeah.
Can I say something real quick? Hearing the whispers about the Cowboys and these linebackers, the 30 visits, they're hunting, man. They're hunting these guys. Wilson, Cooper, Colston, Ford, Hopper, Watson. I mean, they're McGee. They're hunting. They're hunting linebackers from what I'm hearing. If you look at right, I named off eight guys right there that are 30 visit guys, you know, potentially for them. So that's why I brought up the point about linebacker in the second round or Brooks or Benson in the second round. You know, can they grab? Because maybe they're going to have to make a choice. Brooks is injured.
Yeah.
Wilson has been clean the last 2 years. Who is your number one linebacker? You had Cooper. Your number one linebacker.
Yeah.
See, I don't know. Cooper might be a trade back guy. You know what I'm saying? If you got to.
Yeah, Cooper, that's a purgatory guy. You're not going to be able to take him at 56. You might feel that's too early for 24. So he could be trade back candidate.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, go ahead. I just want to make a point. Starting to hear whispers about the 30 visits. They're hunting linebackers somewhere at some point in time. Maybe not round one, but rounds two, three, I'd keep an eye on that for sure.
Let's take a look at the cornerback position now. And like I said, this is one that's really, I think there's a lot of really good depth here. I have, how many do I have in the first three rounds? I have 5, 6, 7. I have 13 corners in the first three rounds. I have two in the first round. That's Terrion Arnold from Alabama and Nate Wiggins from Clemson. Who are your first round graded corners?
Arnold, Mitchell from Toledo, and then
Quinion Mitchell,
and then Wiggins from Clemson.
You ask it every year, who do you have the chance to be the most wrong about? Yeah. And
Mitchell's
and for me,
your guy, isn't it?
It's Mitchell. Yeah. Well, Mitchell and Brian Thomas. The receiver.
I'm with you. It's so funny with these guys. I mean, you watch them and you're like, well, you know, maybe this is where I need to put them. I mean, you have to find spots for these guys, but man, I mean, initially when I started this, Paul, the offensive tackle from Houston, that was the guy that I was just no. You know, we'll see where he goes and we'll see how he plays. But, man, where I've got him right now, I don't think it's very very in line with where everybody else has him in the league.
Yeah, my only thing with Mitchell, the way I view him is, So I think that there's, to me, there's some question about the footwork and how I think that NFL receivers might be able to take advantage of him a little bit in that space. And while I trust him as somebody to read the quarterback when I'm watching him in zone coverage, I don't trust him to always read the receiver. I feel like receivers with exotic releases and guys who have a lot of tricks in their bag, they give him problems. And so that's the only reason why I have him in the second round. I like him fine. I've got him as the fourth corner, second one in the second round. But overall, that's just like those are the kind of questions I have with Quinyon Mitchell.
I did him real early in this process. And the things that I saw about him is both sides of the formation. You see him in the slot. You watch the Northern Illinois game, he had four interceptions and two pick sixes. And I thought, man, this guy looks taller on tape. He's got some length to his body, some long features. He can attack the ball. I think he's got read and react skills. I think he plays the ball well with his offhand. I do think like he can play tight, sticky coverage. That's something we've kind of talked about with Mike Zimmer. At 6 foot, 195 pounds, some straight line speed. I said this, and I did him a long time ago, so I'll be interested to see what his 40-yard dash time will be. Didn't he run in the 4.3s?
I don't think he
worked at the combine, but I think he ran on his pro day. I think he ran in the 4.3s is what he did.
Yeah, let me see here. I think he ran 4.33 was what he did at.
Yeah. Now, you could train for these things, but – I thought when I say I'm interested in his 40 time because I'm not sure.
He ran at the combine. He was 4.33.
Okay, there you go. Okay.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
This is what a line I said. I said, I feel like he runs well enough, but not blessed with elite recovery speed. Well, he's got speed, but does he have the ability to recover? You know, it's different running with pads on and no pads. But you can tell by the way he plays routes. I think he has an understanding of that. What, you know, I don't think he's going to get fooled or pulled out of position. The mirror skills and all. So, man, I do like this kid. I really, really do.
Yeah, I like him. I'm probably going to be
wrong about him.
Yeah, just because, I mean, everybody else is so confident he's first round.
You never know. You might be the one that's right about the guy when you're all said and done.
I think we both have Arnold as the top corner in this draft. I like Terry and Arnold a lot. I think that there's just – I think that's, to me, a guy who is completely polished, a guy who will play the run, a guy who's got high IQ, has the size to play in the NFL. There's a lot that I like about him. Nate Wiggins, there's a lot to like about him as well. One of the things that, you know, people have questions about, though, is obviously the size, not the length. He's got plenty of that, but it's the weight. He came in, you know, basically Emmanuel Forbes size, like 6'2", 173 pounds. How much do you have pause because of that size, Brian? And does Forbes the fact that the Cowboys liked Forbes, does that make you feel good about the Cowboys liking Wiggins or being comfortable with Wiggins' size?
Yeah, I think there's some, I think there's a couple of guys in this draft, Bobby, and maybe you might be talking to the same guys as me. But they seem to be.
Well, you talk to Jerry Jones, you know. Jerry's not telling me everything like he is you, Brian.
Yeah, well, I think that there's a couple of guys in this draft. Wiggins, the corner at 173 pounds. I think he put on some weight in the pro day just to maybe drank a bunch of water.
Yeah, I was going to say that man chugged a gallon of water is what he did. And then he went and stood on the scale.
But he's 173 pounds at the combines. Him and Franklin, the wide receiver from Oregon.
Yep.
I was hearing that they're comfortable with both those guys.
Okay.
I was hearing they were comfortable with those guys. So we'll see how that all plays. But I love Nate Wiggins. I think he's got fluidity. I think he's got speed. I think he's got quick feet. I think he's super competitive. He's aggressive. He'll hand fight down the field. He shows the ability to make up ground if there's separation, the click and close out of the back pedal, the ball skills. I mean, he plays with loose hips. He's got top-end speed. He can get moving in a hurry. There's a lot of things I like. I just don't see him. He looks like he has a long frame at 6'1". How much weight can he really add? I don't think he could add any more weight.
Probably not a ton.
But I can see him playing in the slot initially because of the foot quickness and how quick he is and his ability to kind of to carry people. So I really, really like Nate Wiggins a lot. He looks small in that uniform, though. I mean, he at 6'1", 173, that's
you know, he's not built the same.
No.
But you know who I kind of was when I watch tape and I think about, you know, the way that he plays and you see the length and everything else. And this guy was built thicker, but I thought of another Clemson corner. I think Wiggins is better, but do you remember Cordrea Tankersley?
I remember Jeff Kavanaugh.
Yeah.
I remember Jeff Kavanaugh just like he got convinced us all that guy was no good. and he was right about the player, but I remember Jeff watching him and like, there's no way I'm drafting this guy. No way, no way, no way, no way. But yeah, I do remember Tankersley. Yes.
Well, what was it? It was the thing with Tankersley for a lot of people was that he was much better in press than he was in zone.
Yeah.
And
did he come out, by the way? What year was?
Oh gosh, I don't even remember. That would have been probably 18.
Because I got all my notes. Was it 18?
Probably. Let me look. I'll tell you right now. It was 2017. Wow. Time flies.
Okay. Time flies.
But I mean, that's a guy who, like, I mean, that was somebody who, like, I had a little bit of the flashback to at times was that, because I think that and that's where I think the difference is that I think that Wiggins plays zone better, but just watching him in press man reminded me similar to the way that Tankersley played.
Hang on here. I got my 17 notes up. Let's see if I got him. Like I say, Jeff was, this is a great thing about keeping all your notes. Okay. This is what I said about Tankersley. Okay. This is perfect build for a corner. He was 6'1", 199 pounds. He ran 4.40. Perfect build for a corner is best when he can play in press. Very good reactions to stay with his man and drive him wide. He can get into the body of the receiver, cause him to come off balance. His size really gives receivers problems. He'll fight position and route. Not a one-shot guy, then release. Can stay with his man. Strong in the upper body, long arms help him when it's defending the ball, high rate of success when it comes to denying the ball, disruptive, every pass thrown in his direction is a fight, rare for him to give up on a play. I said that about our guy Wiggins, rare to give up on a play. Much better player on than off. He doesn't even look like the same player. Technique is poor all over the place. He finds himself in bad position when playing off coverage. Almost comes to a stop when the receiver is driving on him. Doesn't have a burst off coverage, will contest the ball in the air, where for screens, reacts, tackles well. Making a ton of press man If you play a ton of press man, this is your guy. That's what I said about Tankersley coming out in that draft.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
He's a better built guy than him. All right. Oh, yeah. Safety. I have no safeties in the first round, Brian Broaddus.
You're not going to get those 2 minutes back, are you, Bob?
No. That was good. I enjoyed it. I have no safeties in the first round. You have one, I believe, right?
Yeah.
Tyler Newbin. Jaden Hicks at Washington State is my top safety. I don't have any in the first round, but Hicks could be a trade back guy for me. But tell us what you like about Newbin. My biggest thing with Newbin, the thing that I felt like I was taking crazy pills when I heard everybody talking about Newbin, because I saw a guy who I thought was pretty tight in the hips, and I didn't know if he had the ability to flip and run and do those things to play a true free safety at the NFL level. But I know a lot of people really like Newbin and disagreed with me on that, so made me have to go back and check a little bit. But I still don't love some of the tightness that he plays with. I think that he's a smart player and gets himself into position. It's just a matter of, are you going to be able to do that consistently at the NFL level, or is that athleticism going to limit you a little bit?
Well, yeah, he is my one guy that I have, and one safety. I do think this guy is one of the best safeties in the country. And I think he shows outstanding awareness. I think he's got instinct. I think when you watch the Golden Gopher defense, when others are standing still, he's in attack mode. I think he's got straight line speed. I think he's got quickness. I think he plays with a burst. I think he can punish ball carriers with his closing speed. He makes a ton of plays attacking downhill at the line of scrimmage or wide when defending the run or a pass. I love the way he tracks the ball. I think he has a feel for how to go around the defender in order to make the play. He's not going to get penalties that way. He's not going to let the receivers make a play on him. That's what I really, really liked about this guy. So the length, the ball skills, he could get his hands on you. I only saw him drop one ball that hit his hands, and I watched Purdue, Iowa, and Michigan State with the games I watched. But technique as a tackler, share big hits. That's why I put him in the first round. This could be a guy that I could be very well wrong about as well, but I think this guy's a hell of a player.
No, I think there's a lot to like about him. I kind of wonder about the physical, like the athleticism, and if it limits him a little bit. I would if I had Tyler Newbin, I'm playing him at strong safety. I'm not playing him at free. Is just the only thing for me is that I don't think that that's true free safety.
It's so funny, Bobby. I've got three players left, position players left, and all three of them are safeties. And I was just trying to find, I got Newbin, first round, Bullock, USC, right? Second round.
Yep.
Bishop, free safety, Utah, third round. Okay. I've got three safeties left. I've got, these are all the strong safeties I have on the board. Hicks, Bullard, Kitchens, Smith from Georgia, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mustapha, you know who I'm talking about? Have you seen?
I have not watched him.
Okay, I you know me. Sorry, I butcher these kids' names. Let me get right to where I need to go here. I think I'm saying his name right. Malik Mustapha. He's a safety from Wake Forest.
Mm-hmm.
Is where, and so I have him on the board. I my point is, I must have 9, 10 strong safeties and three free safeties. You know?
Yeah.
Hampton.
Now I think Hicks and Bullard could play free if they needed to. I think they're interchangeable.
Okay.
I wouldn't say they're primary, but I would say they're interchangeable. And I think Newbin is more strong to me.
You got Hampton from Washington, Oladipo play, Braid from Maryland, Proctor. It's funny. I've got all these what I feel like are strongs. And, you know, what we know about the Cowboys are they want some interchangeable guys.
Yeah.
But unless you tell me that Evan Williams and Jalen Carlos from Missouri, I don't have that many. Those are the only safeties I got left that are possible free guys. So this might be more guys, like I say, I hope you're right about some of the interchangeable pieces here, but I don't know. A lot of these guys look better playing down in the box than they do playing deep.
You are listening to the Love the Star podcast. The Love the Star is an Odyssey podcast. You can find it on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.